Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Episode 25 features the newly appointed principal harpist for the Sarasota Orchestra, Catherine Ciocci. For the July-August issue of Harp Column, Catherine contributed to the Sounding Board column, a piece concerning her time as the American Harp Society concert artist, and what she learned through that experience. This is Catherine's third time as a guest on our podcast, and every time I speak with her, I'm overwhelmed by her candor and her willingness to share. One of the topics I related to most in her article was the issue of hands shaking during performance. Performance anxiety is something we've talked a lot about on this podcast, and I was so relieved to have found someone who had overcome something that I personally experience. I had to know more.
There was definitely a moment in one of my concerts. It was probably after 10 or more. I don't know the exact number, but after I had done a good number of those recitals, I noticed just kind of randomly in the middle when I was playing, my heart is not racing and my hands aren't shaking, even though I'm playing in front of a bunch of people. And there wasn't anything different about the circumstances of that performance that would have made it less nerve-wracking or less pressure or anything like that. So I really think it was just, it finally reached that point where I really felt comfortable. Obviously, I'd given a few solo recitals before, like at school or in high school a couple times, and choir recitals for graduation and stuff like that. But they were usually a few months apart. And I think literally just the fact that I was doing at one point like one every weekend just made it second nature. One thing I talked about, I think, last year for the USA competition was how I would really focus on my breathing before I would go out and play to try to slow down my heart rate and prevent my hands from shaking. And that definitely helps. But I don't even think I did that really before that one performance where I just realized that they weren't shaking. So really, it was just a matter of feeling really just natural in that setting. And I would say now it's most of the time is that way. My hands were shaking in the performance I did at the World Harp Congress just because there's so many harpists there. And a lot of them are really famous harpists. So I was kind of taken aback when that happened because I was like, oh, wow, this hasn't happened in a while. It's kind of weird. Obviously, it's not completely gone and never will be, but definitely happening less than it used to. And I feel like with the harp, it's such a problem because the strings are so close to each other. I'm sure everyone can relate to this, but literally, like, the matter of your hand shaking can affect where your fingers are. But I don't know. I feel like that's one of the things that really messes me up. Performance anxiety has been much better with like solo concerts, but with auditions it's a totally different thing because obviously there's more pressure. You have less time to get comfortable and really show people that you can recover from mistakes when you're playing in a solo concert as opposed to 8 minutes in an audition room. So like for Sarasota, I definitely still had the shaky hand issue just because it's a lot more pressure.
Would you say that you're at the point that you enjoy yourself when you're on stage?
Yeah, and it's not that I didn't before when I really had a lot more issues with performance anxiety. It would just take longer to get kind of settled into that feeling instead of just right off the bat being able to be really relaxed and just focusing on the music instead of thinking about why won't my hand stop shaking, you know? Yeah, definitely performing now is much more enjoyable just overall.
Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Academy at harpcolumnacademy.com, an online learning site where you can watch lessons on repertoire and technique taught by master teachers who have taught some of the best harpists in the world. Did you participate in this year's Harp Column Academy Summer Harp Camp? It was a huge success with contributions from harpists of all kinds that included some serious teaching content along with daily live streams from the world-class faculty. Did you miss out this year? Head over to www.harpcolumnacademy.com to check out the first day of lessons for free, as well as all of the bonus content. While you're there, consider joining Harp Column Academy year-round for a continually updating resource for yourself and your students. You're listening to Harp Column Podcast, Episode 25. You can read more harp news, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. We know Catherine as a performer, but the sounding board article we're covering in this episode is the first time we've seen her as a writer. I asked her to share what her experience was like putting this article together.
Do you feel comfortable writing?
I don't really, at least not in that style, because the only things that I've really written are, you know, like papers for school. So more technical things, or maybe historical things like that, that are more formal. So I don't really have any experience writing in a more personal sort of casual style. So that was probably the hardest thing for me in writing that one, because the first draft that I did of it was just really kind of dry and cold. So that was the hardest thing, I think, writing that, because I just have no experience really doing that, or like knowing what my voice is when I'm writing.
Did you find it to be a productive experience for you?
I would say definitely. For me, it's not easy doing something like that. For some reason in music, it's not really a problem, but in other areas of my life, I don't really like making decisions because I'm afraid I'm going to choose the wrong thing. So when you have endless possibilities of how to do something, it's sort of crippling for me because I'm like overwhelmed with too many choices. So in writing, that's a really hard thing. So I don't know if I would say I enjoyed it, because it's still something that's very difficult for me, but it's obviously a great learning experience and hopefully it will be easier next time.
The sounding board articles in Harp Column magazine are a place for harpists of all kinds to share their story, give an opinion, or share information about research. If you're interested in submitting an article of 800 words or less to be considered, please email our editor, Allison Reese, at areese@harpcolumn.com. That's Reese with three E's. In our article, Catherine covered another topic of particular interest to me, giving master classes. If you've never had the opportunity to stand in front of 20 harpists and teach a student whose normal teacher is likely sitting out in the audience, then you don't know true terror. What if you don't have enough to say? What if you completely contradict what their normal teacher has been showing them? What if you forget how to speak? So many what ifs. I asked Catherine to go a little more in depth with how things began for her and where she is now, 2 years later.
Something I didn't know would be like part of the whole thing, so it totally kind of caught me off guard when they were like, oh yeah, and usually the concert artist does this, and I'm like, they what? Oh no. So before I had taught any master classes, I had never even had any private students, so just the entire thing was new to me. The closest I would even say would come to that would be in a studio class giving comments to a peer. So I had never even done anything like teaching. The first one that I did, it was in conjunction with my first concert artist recital. And I was so scared. Like, I wasn't even, for those concerts, I wasn't even nervous because I was just like, I have to do this master class. So I was just so worried about that. And it was the kind of anxiety where, like, you know, you feel it in your stomach, like you feel like you're going to be sick, just really horrible indigestion. It was really bad. So I had been told in advance some of the pieces that the kids were going to be playing. And of course, I listened to them a million times, even though some of them are like super easy pieces, or maybe some of them are two or three lines long. And that didn't even help at all, because there was a disconnect between what was happening in my brain and being able to speak it, you know, because I was just terrified. for a first masterclass experience, it probably could have been worse, but in my mind, it was the worst thing that had ever happened to me. So it was really scary. And I just didn't have enough to say because I couldn't figure out how to say it. So the class ended super early. Each person's time was much shorter than it was supposed to be. It was also really hard because there were a lot of more beginner students. It was much more comfortable for me at that point to teach someone who's playing a piece similar to the level that I would be playing, because then I could just sort of pretend I'm this person. How would I critique myself? And it's easier to relate to that when you're teaching. So definitely initially just knowing how to teach more beginner level students was really tricky.
Have you gotten much experience working with beginners since that point?
Yeah, actually, since that point, I've actually had some beginner harp students. So it's definitely now I'm much better with it. One of the things that I was not so good about doing that I've gotten better at is when there's something that I want someone to try to do differently. At first, if they couldn't do it right away, I would just be like, okay, don't worry about it. But now I'm like, okay, well, try it differently. Let's analyze why this thing I told you to do isn't working and spend more time on that, which also helps with actually using the time. Just like with performing, just doing it more has made me more comfortable. And I definitely would not say that I'm comfortable. It's still much more scary for me to have to do a masterclass than to give a performance, but I don't feel like the world is ending, which is good.
Close things, I asked Catherine if she had the opportunity to give Abigail Kent, the new American Harp Society concert artist, some advice, what it would be. Abigail, if you're listening, we all wish you the best of luck as you enter this new phase in your career and are in your corner should you ever need anything.
Just tell yourself that you're stronger than you think, because after you've done it, you look back and you're like, actually, it wasn't that bad. I'm totally capable of doing all those things that I did. And like, you already have all of those skills. And just knowing that it does get easier every single time. Just kind of having faith that you will reach that point where you're going to feel like, oh, this is what I do. I think also just really taking advantage of all the opportunities with each concert that you do to really make these connections and connect with the people. I've just had so many great experiences with the people who've hosted me and meeting other harpists after the concerts and making new friends. Everyone who, you know, was involved in organizing these things or letting me use their harp, or there's just so many people who have to come together to make it happen for you. And just seeing everyone's generosity and all the things that effort that they're putting into organizing everything is all for you to do these concerts really means a lot. And hopefully those are connections that we'll keep for, you know, the rest of our lives, and especially within such a small community.
That's it for our 25th episode. Many thanks to Catherine Ciocci for joining us today. Catherine's upcoming season with the Sarasota Orchestra features some truly awesome harp parts in all three of the ensembles Catherine will be working for: the orchestra, the ballet, and the opera. If you live near or are visiting Sarasota in the near future, I strongly encourage you to make a point to see this ensemble perform. If you want to learn more about any of these performances, Google Sarasota Orchestra, Sarasota Ballet, and Sarasota Opera to find their concert schedules. Music for today's episode comes from a live performance given by our guest, Catherine Ciocci, of Zhou Zhizi's Spring on the Moonlit River. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.